This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even in this day and age of one-click holiday shopping, many Americans will be spending a lot of time in malls over the next 10 days, picking up that last-minute whatever they just couldn't find while browsing online. The classic indoor shopping mall hasn't been doing all that well the past couple of years, due in no small part to the rise of Amazon and the rest. But reports of their demise have been greatly exaggerated. They're being repurposed into everything from community colleges to grocery stores. So from WABE in Atlanta, Jim Burris has the secrets of the successful shopping mall.
44-year-old Kelly Skelton is doing some holiday shopping. Her two boys just hopped off Santa's lap after passing along their list of Christmas wishes.
If you were to think of your ideal mall, like if you were to build a mall that suited you best, what would it look like?
I guess about like this.
This mall is Atlanta's Phipps Plaza, owned by Simon Properties. It's upscale. Stores include Saks Fifth Avenue, Tiffany, and Gucci. Local car dealers display Maseratis. For Skelton, it's where she's always come.
Well, I like to shop here, and I like to eat here, and I like the Santa Claus here.
That's exactly what mall manager Dwayne Herbert wants to hear. The upscale cars, the chic shops and restaurants, even the exclusive reservation-only Santa, they're all part of a bigger plan to not only lure shoppers, but to keep them in the mall longer.
Where we see the value in coming to one of our shopping centers is we want to improve the experience.
Notice he didn't say shopping experience or mall experience, just experience.
I wish I had one of these when I was a kid.
At Phipps, crafting that experience includes this 35,000-square-foot Legoland Discovery Center. It's one of 10 in the world. A few years ago, when the economy tanked, upscale became a harder sell. Bringing in a kids' attraction seemed a gamble for the swanky mall. Turns out it was a smart one.
Anything that brings in customers for purposes other than specifically to shop has proven to work pretty well.
That's Jesse Tron with the International Council of Shopping Centers. He says in the face of the Great Recession, successful malls became nimble. Many dropped food courts in favor of sit-down restaurants. Others added services consumers can't buy online, like salons.
What we're seeing is redevelopment.
Malls that didn't survive are now being rethought. That's the plan for Twin Peaks Mall in Longmont, Colorado.
You knock down the anchor and you build a lifestyle center component on that pad.
Anchor stores Sears and JCPenney have closed. The city and a developer are fronting $80 million to demolish the mall and rebuild. The new outdoor shopping center will feature a Whole Foods, Sam's Club, and a mega cinema. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.